Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The U.S. retaliates after an attack on Americans by Iranian-backed militia. CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland.
Not surprising, it has been about the fourth or fifth airstrike the United States has conducted in the aftermath of now over 100 attacks against American forces.
Three service members were hurt, one seriously. Ukraine says its airstrike has damaged a Russian warship in Crimea. The BBC's James Waterhouse.
This is a welcome bit of good news for Ukraine to be able to give against the backdrop of, you know, waning Western support.
Snow has shut down most of I-90 through South Dakota, parts of which are getting more snow, along with Colorado and Nebraska. National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Pereira has more.
Strong gusty winds will continue through the remainder of today into tonight, and that's going to be blowing the snow that's already on the ground around, and with that, that will continue to reduce visibility.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans plan to call for an audit of diversity policies and practices across Wisconsin state government agencies next year. That's after negotiating to freeze diversity efforts at the universities of Wisconsin. Democrats call the move purely political.
It's really clear that Speaker Voss is choosing to double down on culture wars instead of addressing the issues that are really facing Wisconsinites.
Assembly Democratic Minority Leader Greta Neubauer speaking with WKOW's Capital City Sunday. Christmas Day high temperatures broke records all over Wisconsin. Yesterday's high was 54 in Green Bay. Other new records include 54 in Appleton and 52 in Stevens Point. Records were also broken in Wausau, Marshfield, and Superior, to name just a few. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Christmas Parade Memorial at Greedy Park in Waukesha has raised over $1 million, but is still in need of an additional $400,000 to reach its fundraising goal. The memorial is dedicated to the six people who died in the 2021 parade attack. The city is aiming to begin construction on the Greedy Park Memorial before the third anniversary of the tragedy next November. Donations are being accepted through the city's website to support the cause. Visitors can once again see family and friends at Milwaukee County's Community Reintegration Center. The center, formerly known as the House of Corrections, opened for in-person visits last week, marking the first time in over 10 years that face-to-face visits have been permitted. Previously, the county only allowed video calls. County Executive David Crawley says the visits are good for rehabilitation. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The Foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
The Packers back at work. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers coaching staff getting their game plan ready. After reviewing their win over the Carolina Panthers, Matt LaFleur says Jordan Love's quarterback sneak for a touchdown was an audible.
One cool moment was when we were on the goal line there in the first half, and he audible to that quarterback sneak. I think that shows kind of the level of growth that he's had in his game. That was a pretty cool moment.
The Packers face the Vikings in Minnesota Sunday night. The Bucks on the road face the Brooklyn Nets 6:30 tomorrow night after losing to the New York Knicks Christmas Day 129-122. Adrian Griffin.
Nothing changes as far as after every game. You take the good, you look at what you did well, and then you look at what you can do better. So it's just our job as coaches to, again, prepare them, be the most prepared team that we can be. No, it's not going to be easy, but do the things that go on to win, you got a good chance.
That's the Bucks head coach, Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. patchy drizzle as possible early, then we're stuck under just mostly cloudy skies, with a few breaks of sunshine expected later on this afternoon. High temperatures, well, we already hit them. We're slowly dropping throughout the rest of the day, and tonight, we'll bottom out, below freezing, near 30. It's 35 degrees at our studios.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're tuned in to the Best of the Earl Ingram Show. In this segment, Earl talks about the importance of protecting Medicare and Social Security. Thank you for listening.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Before we took a short hiatus, I was talking about Social Security and Medicare being on the chopping blocks as they're organizing a group of people to look at Social Security and Medicare in ways of cutting deficits that, you know, seem to have completely ballooned out of control. And I will say this to you. Don't take my word for it, but look it up. The tax breaks from George Bush, Donald Trump, Ronald Reagan have really been the arbiters of the deficit. And so to give those tax breaks to the wealthiest amongst us is the reason that we're now talking about cutting Social Security and Medicare as if they're the reasons that the deficits have grown. Don't take my word for it. Look at the impact, excuse me, of the tax breaks under George Bush Jr., under Ronald Reagan, and under Donald Trump. And you will find that the culprits of the major debt that we have has come from that. Let's go to, the Northwoods and Terry. Excuse me, go ahead.
Yeah, morning, Earl. Yeah, raise the cap. That's pretty basic. You got to do that. We're capped at whatever, 148,000, I believe it is, Earl.
And that's it.
Another thing, Earl, what I got to deal with up here is these people with the Trump hats don't know nothing. And there's two sets of facts with this fake news crap that he's plotted in people's heads. You can't trust, you know, when I try to talk and convey that message about Social Security, that's fake news. That's what comes flying back at me. So what an uphill battle. Planned this fake news seed, and it's just sprouted out of control. And we got the worst delegation, I think, in the country. Those eight guys that represent us, two are great, Mark Polkan and Gwen Moore, but the rest of them,
I
can't...
You know, Terry, you're in the North Woods, and I don't care whether it's the North Woods, whether it's Amory, you know, whether it's Green Bay, whether it's La Crosse, Oshkosh, Racine, Park Falls, wherever it is, there's misinformation that has permeated people who are receiving Medicare and Social Security, and they don't know that their benefits are endangered. And unfortunately, by some of the very people that represent them. And there is no question that people want to cut this debt, and they want to cut the debt on the backs of the elders. And they want to cut the debt by going after our Social Security and Medicare. It's a fact. You don't have to take my word for it. Look it up. But all of us in all of those regions and areas, Terry, have to pull together and send the message to those who are willing to take that away from us. And we don't care whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. We're not going to stand for that. Hey, Terry, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Jim from Genesee Depot. Good morning to you, Jim. How you doing? Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Say good morning, Earl. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, thank you. I'm honored.
Another thing that people don't recognize is that we have people like Jim Sensenbrenner, who sat on the public dole for 30 years crying about the Cadillac welfare mothers who never had a real job while he's living off of our tax money. But they gave themselves raises all the time without asking us if they deserved one. Plus, they get a pension after 6 years in office, a defined benefit pension. Plus, their Social Security is segregated from our Social Security funds. They want us to work to 60 or 70 or more, but they can retire after 6 years in office with a pension for the rest of their lives and their Cadillac health insurance and all the rest of that.
You know, Jim, we have to, especially here at Civic Media, and I think the whole purpose of why we're here and spread out across the entire state is to get these types of messages to people in areas who may not be aware of these things, because these elected officials have done a really great job of covering up what their master plans are and really who their bosses are. I don't understand, Jim. Maybe you can explain it to me, but I don't know how it's possible that when we send those people to office, that those people then go into dark rooms. Well, it used to be dark rooms. Now they can do it in broad daylight. And lobbyists come and sit down with them. And even though we have elected them, they choose to support the lobbyists and the person who sends the lobbyists more so than they do you and I, who gave them this distinct opportunity to sit down and supposedly do our bidding. But they act as if it's a dilemma on whether or not I should represent the people who elected me or represent the lobbyists. And I just think that's unbelievable that they would even act as if they're one and the same. They're not. We know what the lobbyist is, and we know why the lobbyist is there, and we know who they represent. They represent the money. They don't represent you and I. I don't think we should be giving the elected officials a chance to make the decision on whether or not I should support the lobbyists or the people. If they don't support the people, they should be kicked out on their backsides.
Right. They like to, many of them like to call themselves strict constructionists or originalists. And yet it started almost 100 years ago with the Permanent Reapportionment Act of 1927, where they cut off how many representatives we have in government because the math was too hard to figure out. That's why we don't have actual representation in our government, because they locked in the number for the total number of people in Congress that we have. And our representatives have to represent more and more people every year instead of the amount of people that it says in the Constitution they're supposed to represent. We should have over 4,000 people in Congress so that we would all be getting equal representation. But Republicans stopped that almost 100 years ago, and most people don't even know about that act.
Hey, Jim, man, thank you for listening, man. Thank you for taking the time to chime in. You know, this is not going away. In 2024, in about a month from now, you need to be very careful about the decisions that you make on who you're going to, you know, put in office. And make sure you check on the person, your congressmen and senators, and see where they, you know, where they sit on, you know, Social Security or Medicare. I mean, you really need to, all the other things that you're talking about, that they're talking about, you know, and to lead you to believe these things are more important, like, you know, what books are in the library or some of these other things that really don't amount to a hill of beans, shouldn't even come into play. Hey, you know, Earl, do you believe in impacting my Social Security and Medicare? That's the question you need to be asking them. Let's go to Jack from Racine. Good morning to you, Jack. Thank you very much for waiting. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. You know, the Constitution and our country is based on the government is for the people. And I like to say that's what the Democrats' motto is, for the people. But you had somebody call, and so Social Security is just extremely important. And it has been, it was originated in order to help people, of elderly people in the U.S. were starving.
Yes.
So and it also helps other people. My sister's husband died of MS. She's left with three young children. His Social Security and her Social Security combined help to pay for those three kids all the way through college. So it fills a great need in the country. And you got people like Paul Ryan and others bringing in things like, well, we should privatize it. Well, I'll tell you, there's a reason people in Europe live 6 years longer on average, 6 years longer for life expectancy. And it's because of the medical care and other care that they give the people. And so in response to the fellow before who said government is always a problem, if we got a problem with government, let's fix it. But we know where the money's going if the government isn't involved, because you take a look at Trump's tax cuts that increased the national debt that you were talking about. That went, 86% of that tax cut went to people in the top 2% of the wealth of this country. So I really like your program. I think people need to understand how important Social Security is to the people of the country and not allow the changes that occur to hurt the program.
Hey, Jack, the program would be nothing without you, the listeners, and the callers. So thank you, as always. And you know, I was going to move on, but I'm going to take one more caller. You know, don't touch the dial. I'm going to talk about, you know, Florida. And I'm going to ask many of you in the listening audience who are still here, you know, in the cold, you know, of Wisconsin, why you haven't moved to Florida. We're going to talk about that after we return. Don't touch that dial. I see you, Tom. We'll come to you. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. 540 AM WAUK 101 FM, the show.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
This is Mean Gene Okerlund, and I'm talking with Brett Uhlberg, owner of Robert Hack Diamonds. Brett, I hear you pay cash for gold.
Not only gold, but silver, diamonds in any form like jewelry, teeth, coins, flatware.
Why should I sell you my gold?
Why not? Our store is the only store that recommends you shop around before you sell. This way you know you're getting the most money. But if Robert Hack Diamonds can't beat a competitor's offer on your scrap gold, we'll give you $20 just for letting us try.
Hey, what if I'm shy?
You? Well, at Robert Hack Diamonds, we sit with you at a table. We go through your items and make you an offer. You're not pressured, and we offer more on jewelry that we can resell.
Can I trade my gold for a new piece of jewelry?
Of course you can, and not only that, we can custom make a piece of jewelry using your gold and gems.
Hey, there you have it, folks. Sell your gold to my friends at Robert Hack Diamonds. Visit them on 76th and Layton in Greenfield. Robert Hack Diamonds, where they want your business.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to the Best of the Earl Ingram Show. In this segment, Earl and Sandy Williams talk about the unfortunate effects of the downfall of local newspapers.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. We're broadcasting from 540 AM and 101 FM, The Shaw, here in Waukesha. And it's Tuesday. That means Tuesdays with my co-host, Sandy Williams. So, Sandy, we were talking, and you can join us again at 844-967-2789. You know, Sandy, we were talking about the loss of these local newspapers. Not only that, what the local newspapers used to do was certainly national news is one thing, but they kind of kept you abreast on what was happening in your own hometown. And, you know, and I think, Sandy, it kind of deterred people from, deterred people from in the public eye from doing some things that clearly those local reporters would cover. And it kind of kept, you know, the wraps on people who were in positions of leadership to do the right thing.
Well, yeah, that's what the news media is all about, is just holding public figures' feet to the fire, making sure that what they're doing is exposed to the public, everything good and everything potentially bad. And I think it served as a factor to moderate the behavior of public figures and to make them more careful about, for instance, the exercise of good ethics. And Wisconsin has been filled with good local news media. I mean, right there in Waukesha, the Waukesha Freeman was a famous newspaper nationally for the quality of its journalism. And La Crosse and Hayward and every one of the listening areas we have has local news media, but the local news media they have is probably a good deal different than the local news media they had in the past, where they had newsrooms and beat reporters and people out covering things locally and making sure that they had their ear to the rail, knowing what was going on.
Now
when news media is owned by Gannett and they pick up national news feeds as a primary source of news, you lose all that.
You know, Sandy, you mentioned Gannett that owns most of these now, and they're all the same, right? I mean, if you really look at what's inside of the newspapers, they're bereft of content because, as you stated, there no newsrooms, very few of any reporters. And so it's hard for people who rely on that kind of information to help them understand what's going on, especially, I would think, Sandy, in rural areas where people are spread out a lot more. Those things are kind of lifelines, aren't they?
Well, for sure. I mean, the local news used to be the first thing everyone would read in the morning, and it would be what they'd talk about over coffee.
Right.
It was sort of the heartthrob of a community, and there still is that sort of community drive, I'm sure, in communities. But without local reporters and without local newsrooms, you're left with what you get on the internet and that sort of the spread of national news from a source like Gannett, which probably derives most of its news from the internet.
You know, Sandy, it's not funny because I think it's part of why the society is the way it is now, because the one thing that I know when I would get up and read that Sentinel every morning was I could count on the content that was in it. Somebody had researched it before they were allowed to put it out, right? I mean, the answer, I mean, so what they have now in its place is, you know, the information that people get on these websites, and it's anybody saying whatever it is they want to say, and none of that is backed up by anything. When you talk about the newsrooms, you know, I'm sure they debated what would go into the newspapers. They were careful about there, weren't they?
Oh, yeah, and for sure. And Wisconsin, you know, one of the founders of the Milwaukee Journal was a fellow named Neiman. And at Harvard University, one of the renowned places in the world, there's a Neiman Fellowship that is named after him, that is a fellowship for journalists. And Wisconsin, you know, the Wisconsin newspapers across the state used to win Pulitzer Prizes with regularity for news coverage. And news coverage meant not only being able to identify what was important, but to portray it in an honest, truthful manner that was interesting to the reader. And that was what news was. And news has become something different now. News has become something more like what you would buy at a grocery store, you know, the National Enquirer, the kind of news that stirs you up, makes you excited, piques your interest, piques your maybe morbid curiosity. But it's not about local news.
No, you know, Sandy, it's not. And we are not better because of the fact that Gannett was able to buy out all these newspapers. I remember when they bought the Milwaukee Journal, Journal Sentinel, and changed it to look just like USA Today. And there was something, I guess, a tinge of remorse for me when I saw that change, because, you know, USA Today is one thing. The Journal Sentinel was something a little more sacred to me because it was a part of, you know, where I got my news from all those years. But it clearly, Sandy, is not a good thing what has happened with the loss of these local newspapers. And I think they'll continue to lose them, Sandy, because of the costs associated with producing them and the ink and all those things.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, this blog that I refer to, the podcast from Klug, identifies the Craigslist and the loss, the use of the internet to buy and sell things between people to destroy the classified pages of the news media. And it ends up that the classified ads in newspapers was a primary source of revenue.
Right.
So in sort of a revenue direct way, the internet is what has killed the newsrooms and has killed local news.
So when we return, speaking of paying bills, we've got to do that. But you and I are going to be talking about Ukraine, Israel, and the war in Israel, the Ukrainian war, Sandy, and why our government is at a stalemate on whether or not we should be supporting, you know, the war and the wars, and the fact that all those things are tied into the border, and whether or not they should all be tied together, or whether or not they should remain, should be separated, which is a major issue that the government is going to be dealing with. We'll be right back.
Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden's job approval in Wisconsin is 42%. He was in Milwaukee last week to try to bring that number up. Congresswoman Gwen Moore speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front.
The cones that they see running around is money, that the apprenticeship that their nephew finally got into is part of what Joe Biden has done.
The president spoke to an audience at the Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce in Milwaukee. The black vote is seen as crucial to winning Wisconsin next year. Gas Buddy says the average price for regular fuel in Wisconsin is $2.72. That's almost 3 cents lower than last week. Meanwhile, the national average price of gasoline has risen almost 3 cents to $3.07 a gallon. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Janesville man appeared in federal court Friday and could face up to 10 years in prison after the FBI says they found a camper filled with materials used for bomb making. According to the feds, the search of James Morgan's trailer last Thursday yielded explosives and other components associated with bomb making. If convicted on the charges presented at this point, he could face up to 10 years in prison. There's a court date today for the man accused of killing his sister in a crash near Leon's Frozen Custard. 22-year-old Sierra Hill died in the incident December 12th, with her brother, 35-year-old Jared Korn, facing multiple charges, including second-degree reckless homicide. Police say he was going 75 in a 35-mile-per-hour zone before crashing. Korn's preliminary hearing is scheduled for this afternoon. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Packers back at work. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers coaching staff getting their game plan ready. After reviewing their win over the Carolina Panthers, Matt LaFleur says Jordan Love's quarterback sneak for a touchdown was an audible.
One cool moment was when we were on the goal line there in the first half, and he audible to that quarterback sneak. I think that shows kind of the level of growth that he's had in his game. That was a pretty cool moment.
The Packers face the Vikings in Minnesota Sunday night. The Bucks on the road face the Brooklyn Nets 6:30 tomorrow night after losing to the New York Knicks Christmas Day 129-122. Adrian Griffin.
Nothing changes as far as after every game. You take the good, you look at what you did well, and then you look at what you can do better. So just our job as coaches to, again, prepare them, be the most prepared team that we can be. No, it's not going to be easy, but do the things that go on to win, and you got a good chance.
That's the Bucks head coach, Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. Patchy drizzle is possible early, then we're stuck under just mostly cloudy skies, with a few breaks of sunshine expected later on this afternoon. High temperatures, well, we already hit them. We're slowly dropping throughout the rest of the day, and tonight we'll bottom out below freezing near 30. It's 35 degrees at our studios.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's the most wonderful time.
You're tuned in to the best of the Earl Ingram Show. In this segment, Earl talks about why he has not left Wisconsin for warmer weather. Thank you for listening.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Amory, 1260 AM Lake Air. Let's, you know, before we went to the break, I was talking about why we are still here in the state of Wisconsin when paradise awaits us. All we have to do is go where the warm weather is. We know Florida is the hottest state in the United States, and it averages 72 degrees, you know, over 365 days. So you would have to ask the question, why wouldn't you want to be where the sun is shining all the time and 825 miles of beach front paradise? And so let's go to Julie from Franklin. Hey, good morning to you, Julie. Why are you still in Franklin when you could be down in Florida?
Well, okay, so I'm a good person to answer these questions, why you don't go there. I lived there for 8 years. I don't know if you remember, I told you,
yes.
I went down to take care of my mom and dad. Okay, so I lived in Bradenton, Sarasota area, and then the last 3 years I lived 20 miles north of Tampa in Lutz, Florida. And it's a whole nother world. And it's not as inexpensive as you think it is. The home prices, absolutely, they've gone up, but they've gone up everywhere.
Well, people will say there are no state taxes. They will say that's reason enough.
And yeah, you know, that's nice, like, especially coming from up here. Like, I went down there from Chicago, and
wow,
my taxes in Chicago,
right,
were ridiculous. So going down there was great, but then it's more expensive to live down there. My dad used to tell me this all the time, and I never believed him. And then when I moved down there, it's like, you know, the whole thing, you never believe what your parents tell you until you go through it. So this is going to sound silly, but there's 12 months a year of bugs, lawn cutting, that kind of stuff. That monthly expense is big. There's the groceries down there are actually more expensive than here. You wouldn't think they would be, but they are, all the time. Not just, you know, in the last couple of years. This was 8 years ago when I went down there. It's the beach. It's beautiful. It's beautiful there from November to April. And then it's sweltering hot, but November through April is when everyone goes to Florida. So you've got traffic and infrastructure that isn't set up for the traffic.
Are you sure you haven't been reading my notes? Because the cons, I wrote alligators, snakes, rats, iguanas, poison snakes, cons, all of the people who come down, tourists, you know, you seem to have gotten, you know, saw my notes, but go ahead.
Well, okay, so, you know, you got everybody that wants to go down there. So there's not enough of anything down there to accommodate stuff. Like, there's not enough restaurants. And I lived in both type of areas. I lived kind of in a rural area north of Tampa, and then I worked in Tampa, and then I lived down in the very touristy Sarasota, Bradenton area. A little more affluent down there. And you don't, when you live down there, you don't go to restaurants in peak time. You can't go to drive anywhere at certain times of the day because the traffic going to the beach backs up. I'm telling you, like, everyone goes, why did you move back to Wisconsin, or, you know, back up north? I'm like, oh my gosh, because first of all, it's beautiful here in the summer, and there's not that many people, and nobody's, you know, coming here that much to vacation, so we don't have to worry about that.
Julie, Julie, I wish I had more time, but we've got some others on the line. But you rained on my parade. I was thinking about going down to Florida, and now you talk me out of it. I don't think my wife would have agreed. So, thank you very much for the call. I wish I had more time. Hey, Mary from Wauwatosa, how you doing?
Good morning. Yeah, good morning, Earl. I'm calling in to put in a good word for appreciating our winter weather. I just recently purchased a health track device called the Oura Ring. That's O-U-R-A. The company originates in Finland, and Finland has a rating for a number of years now, probably 6 years, for being the happiest place on this planet to live. It has temperatures that, make Wisconsin's pale in comparison, and for a certain period of time, they have only 6 hours of daylight. So one of the reasons for Finn's great happiness is exposure to cold and get out in it as much as possible.
So what's an Oura Ring? What's an Oura Ring?
Aura.
A-O-U-R-A. What's an Oura Ring?
Yeah, it's a health tracker, so you wear it 24/7, and it tracks quality of your health, like sleep quality, your activity, exercise, oxygen level, heart rate. I haven't gotten it yet, but I'm kind of excited to start using it.
Hey, Mary, send that information to me on my email.
We'll do that. Okay.
Well thank
have a good
you.
Day, Earl.
Mary's one of my favorite people in the world. I mean, whatever she does, I'm following her. I remember, maybe about 5 or 6 years ago, I was having problems with my memory, and I was on the air, and I was saying, And she told me, get some, and put this in your coffee, coconut oil. And ever since I've been putting coconut oil in my coffee, my memory has improved. And I owe that to Mary. So whenever Mary says something, that I should be doing in the way of health, I'm listening. I'll tell you this, man. We can go to those wonderful places, and there's something to be said. I got a buddy, who lives out west, and I got a son who lives in Arizona. And he tells me, my son in Arizona, "Well, it's really nice now, Dad." He says, it's 75 degrees now. But Calvin, he had to wade through 4 months of 100-degree temperature. And he says now it's going to be nice between now and April of next year. Is that trade-off good enough for you?
Not for me. I remember in July you telling me that it was like 4 straight weeks of over 110 or something crazy like that.
Man, I just don't get it, man. I'm going to stay here and I'm going to go through, the cold weather. The one thing about the cold weather is, you can put on a few layers, right?
Yeah, I don't mind the cold. It's the snow that I'm not a fan of.
Yeah, well, and so you can get those things, and you can get warm, but you can't always cool yourself off. Well, people can say, "Well, you got air." Everybody doesn't have air conditioning, and I'm here. I'm a person born in the North. I'm gonna die in the North. It's all right with me. Like was said earlier, man, alligators, man, iguanas, poison snakes, rats big as dogs, all of that stuff is down there. And people get accustomed to that. They get used to it. And because it's the paradise that they have, they're not talking about the hurricanes, Calvin. And the fact that the insurance has increased, the average insurance cost is $6,000, you know, and going up, and people are being denied insurance, and they own these properties, and they can't even insure them. So many people flood the area down there that, you know, it's not comfortable. I kind of like sometimes not having a whole lot of people around. Is it safe to say you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm from a rural town, so I'm used to low traffic areas.
I mean, who would want to have people, you know, stumbling all over one another? I get it. You love the warm weather. Look, I get all that, you know, but we've just had a bunch of people kind of point out, you know, in the pros and cons of why they, you know, won't go down. You know, 19 airports in Florida. So it's easy accessibility. You can get in and out because that's what there is, tourists. And that's where, you know, most of the money's being made. In the pros, under the pros column, you can find, if you're, you know, 65 and up, Calvin, 4.8 million people, 65 and older, have moved or live in Florida. They've come from all over the country. Here's the other thing. When we're talking about all that warm weather, Calvin, if it's 90, 100 degrees, you can't even get outside to enjoy the beautiful sun and weather. How long are you going to be outside 95 degrees?
Well, especially when the humidity's super high and if you can feel the air hanging off your skin.
Well, yeah, they got the Gulf down there, man. And that's nothing but warm air coming off the Gulf. You know, people will tell you about, you know, it's beautiful. And it is. Nobody can argue. It's really beautiful, man. The beaches, you know, they've got Disney World and Orlando and all of these places that you can go and, you know, visit. But, man, I couldn't take 6 months of 90-degree weather and high humidity. I just can't, you know. And as we age, that sun is more difficult on us and that heat. And so, you know, of those 4.8 million, you know, 65 and older who are down there, you can rest assured, Calvin, they spend most of the time in the air conditioning.
Yeah, or they come back to Wisconsin during the summer.
Yeah. Listen, when we come back, we're going to talk about a serious issue, and that's that the majority of the people who are on the lower socioeconomic rung, you know, the status for dementia triples. It triples based on their socioeconomic situation. We got to do something about it. We have to know about it first before we can do something about it. Don't touch the dial. We'll be back.
Most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most.
The Shaw, WAUK. The more than 27,000 union carpenters who call the North Central States home wish you a healthy, happy, and safe holiday season. Unions built the middle class, and union carpenters work hard every day to build our communities while they build good careers that provide for their families. This season, we hope you get to enjoy time with friends and family. Happy Holidays from Executive Secretary Treasurer Pat Nelson and the staff of the North Central States Regional Council of Carpenters.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
This is the Shaw WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Thank you for tuning in to the Best of the Earl Ingram Show. In the final segment, Earl talks about the importance of getting vaccinated. We'll be back live tomorrow, Wednesday the 27th. Thank you for listening.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. This holiday season, protect yourself, your family, and our community with vaccines. Vaccinations will enable more time enjoying the holidays and less time worrying about COVID-19, influenza, respiratory viruses. Vaccinations saves the lives of millions of children and adults every year. Vaccines train the immune system to reduce the risk from infectious diseases. Vaccinations can prevent serious illness, hospitalization, or death when an infection occurs. The health benefits of available vaccines far outweigh any risk. It's a simple fact. Vaccinations work. Let's go to Julie from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Julie. How you doing?
I'm fine, Earl. Good morning to you, and thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for the call.
So I had all three vaccinations, and I have come down with COVID. So this is the first time in all these years when COVID came out, and it's not fun, but I believe it did cut it down in half, but you were sick. You were sick. And then I was told when I went to urgent care that I can get this again. So my question is, why, you know, I'm a promoter of vaccines, but why isn't this really helping that you can get it again? That would be my question.
So let me first say, you know, I'm not a doctor, but let me tell you the way I look at it. I look at it that, you know, if you get a flu shot, I get the flu shot every year. I've come down with the flu before. There is no 100% coverage on anything in life. And so what it does is gives you a modicum of protection that not having it doesn't. And so if you had not gotten, you know, the vaccination, the depth of your sickness and illness would be a whole lot worse. So you don't, what do you lose by getting it? This is the part of it I don't understand. What is the drawback by having the vaccination? It's some modicum of protection as opposed to not having any whatsoever.
Yeah.
No, I'm asking you the question. What do you have to lose by having it?
Right. Well, when I speak to people, too, about it, and their opinions are...
all over the map.
It is. And I want to say religious reasons, and I respect that, too. So, and I wear a mask. Believe me, since I had COVID and after the vaccines, knowing it's going around, I wore my mask. But what are you going to tell people? I mean, other than what you and I agree with.
So, Julie, let me say this. I know you can't convince them, but here's their mistake. Your physiology and my physiology and everybody's physiology is completely different. None of us were created with the same physiology. And so because of that, your capacity to deal with it is going to be different than somebody else's. And so, you know, somebody may be able to get through it without having the vaccinations, but that's not everybody. So when we talk to people as if we have 100% accuracy on our side saying we don't need the vaccination, that may be for you. But we cannot get past all of those millions of people who died from it. That's a fact. Hey, thank you very much for listening, Julie. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Jackie from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Jackie. You say what?
Hi. I just have a question as a person who just kept my immune system up at all times and just worked towards keeping your immune system up. Because when you're sick, your alkaline level is down. You're just drained. But when you eat right, drink, take your nutrients, your vitamins, get your body back in balance, whatever is attacking you, COVID or whatever, it's going to be neutralized. That's a fact. So I'm hearing you say vaccine, vaccine, vaccine. But in the National Institute of Health, there was a program on a couple nights ago, and I hate I didn't get all of the information, but it was talking about the thousands of people who have been on the internet starting group chats that were eliminated, erased off Facebook, and doctors that were basically dismissed, and some even lost their jobs because they were treating these people. And the people would go into the emergency rooms. These were people that had these side effects, and they couldn't understand what's going on. Every time I go to emergency, they don't know what it is. So I know plenty of people that get vaccines and lots of those that don't by religious beliefs or whatever, but they don't. And I did take the first vaccine, and I did it to protect someone else that I'm close to. I didn't do it because I felt like I had to, you know, for me. But I did it, and I regretted it from the very first time I took it within an hour. But I did it, but I continued to keep my immune system up, and I have yet. I did get COVID, and it felt like a sinus infection for a couple of days, and then it was gone. But for those people that are, and mind you, I keep my immune system up. And a lemon a day and things like that and alkalinity, it's real. That's why they're incorporating naturalist, homeopathic doctors along with the medical profession. They've accepted that and the chiropractors who they didn't accept years ago. It's all incorporated now because they know it's a complete thing. Your wellness is a complete thing. Not only do you need the medicines, you need other things. So I hear you saying you don't understand why they don't get the shot, because there are people out there that they're silencing that have effects after.
I wish I had more time, but we've got to go pay some bills, and I'll respond to you on the other side. I will say this, all those other people you're talking about, The Food and Drug Administration for the United States government is the one who says that they're the ones who have done, I don't know how much research, and this is their suggestion, not Earl Ingram. I'm just a lowly talk show host. But all of the doctors who represent the Food and Drug Administration of the United States government think this is the proper way to handle it. And so, you know, that's kind of who I'm speaking for, not for Earl Ingram.
Your home for the devil's advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
If you're looking for a different way to ring in the new year, Wisconsin has its own version of the Times Square Ball Drop. It's the Big Cheese Drop, a giant glittering wedge of Satori cheese lowered every year outside the Art Center, known as the Times Square of Plymouth, Wisconsin, the cheese capital of the world. The celebrations include cheese tasting, music, games, and the Big Cheese Drop at 10. It's a family-friendly event. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief, rain, freezing rain, and snow.